The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym!
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Walt Normuth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2910 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleevecast, and slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Swole, back with another episode. Today's episode, the Beastcast, is brought to you, is powered and sponsored by Everson K2, flexing on all you be. All right, fam, welcome to the show. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button live on Rumble. Download the Rumble app. Go to rumble.com/thedailyswole live every single day. And of course, check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. Check out The Daily Swole everywhere you like to bang your eye holes and ear holes. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, a lot of you are Swole Fam members already. If you're not a member, reminder that tomorrow we have Roundtable 67. Roundtable 67. Wow. And that goes down at 6 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, Thursday, April 25th. Don't miss out on that. It's a 2-hour conversation. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to chill. We're going to hang. Be there. Join us, swolenormousx.com. Get access to all the private live streams and so much more. Programs, yoga, meditation, all the information is over there at swolenormousx.com. And we do have Summer Swole specials that are wrapping up this coming Sunday. Don't miss out. SwoleNormousX.com. Also have some free downloads over there, 7 pillars, and so much more. Let's get into today's episode. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? Let's summon the Falcon and get this nut busted open. We will give this swole card away at the end of today's episode. Falcon. All right, word life, hashtag SFGs, hashtag SFG for a chance to win today's swole card. Sick fucking gains. We'll give that away at the end of today's episode. Now let's moisturize and get into that tip. Pooah. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, first fam post of the day. We got two, and we have one from Allie. Allie says, howdy, fam. I had a 22-hour work day yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And told myself I deserved a rest day today. Then I'm like, wait a second. I'm on the 90-day dash, and today is yoga day. No reason I can't get it done. Everyone posting their victories, gains, struggles, and successes has me thinking I'm going to get my gains, too. I agree. Very nice. That's a long work day, but yoga after a long work day is always very nice. All right. How do I pronounce your name properly? L-Y-K-K-E. Is it Lyke? That's a cool name if that's how you pronounce it. Or Lyke? I like that name. 2 months of eating right. I'm done with looking pregnant when I'm not. Thank you, Swole Fam. Love you all. Dope. I love it. Much better. Holy shit. Look at the stomach. Look at the stomach, not popping out that gut, nice and flat, nice and tight. You should not look pregnant. I always post that video. It gets people all up in a tizzy. If you're not pregnant, you shouldn't look pregnant. Period. Woman, male, especially men. Men cannot get pregnant. Why?
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
If you didn't know, now you know. Men cannot get pregnant, so you should not look pregnant. Okie dokie. The worst is when men look kind of skinny or slender and they have a massive gut from just inflammation from beer drinking or whatever it is. All right. Make email swoleagain.com. Get on the email list. If you enjoy the show, get on the email list to get the knowledge cock in your inbox directly. You'll look forward to opening your emails. We have one from Everyday Debbie responding to the email, I don't feel like training today. So Everyday Debbie writes, I haven't trained in a while. Oh, come on. I could have yesterday, but we had some wire to run on the last section of fence we have to replace. Okay. As I write this, it is leg day. I'm really happy to be at the weights again. Had to drop the weight, but I'm still at it. Yes, it would have been easier to sit on my butt, but I'm still overweight. And with everything that has been going on with my husband's family, it's kind of therapy for me. I may not want to train, but I will choose to train. Yes, keep on choosing to train and put that as your first priority. You're going to feel much, much better putting yourself first, no matter what you have going on. That should be non-negotiable. Good for you. Responding to another Monday email, Riley says, Papa, thanks as always for a great email. I crushed legs this morning, so that way I can vote for you in the upcoming election. Stay swole, fam. That's what I'm talking about. Don't vote if you skip leg day. If you skip leg day, you should not be voting. I really do think that's probably the best platform that anyone can run on. I think that's the best way to get this country out of this absolute fucking downward toilet spiral. I think that's the only way. If you skip leg day, you do not make good life choices. If you skip leg day, if you skip leg day, you avoid doing hard things. You avoid being uncomfortable. Well, in order to right this ship, you're going to have to be uncomfortable. So if you don't do leg day, if you skip leg day, you should not be voting. You make terrible daily life choices. I don't want you voting on my and my children, my children's children's future. Okay. That's what's up. Do not vote. You make terrible choices with your life. All right. AskPapaSwolio.com to call into the show. If you want to call in, leave a message. We'll play it on the show. I'll answer it. And maybe I'll feature it in some upcoming videos on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. Go to AskPapaSwolio.com. Call in. Leave me a message. Ask me a question. Looking forward to hearing from you. Also, we're going to get into some Instagram questions. If you have a live question, go drop it in the comments. Hashtag AskPapaSwolio. It's knowledge talk time. Time to go deeper. Lights. Ooh, that was nice. That caught me by surprise. Not everyone's going to be a 10. Not every single one's going to be a 10. Sometimes you just got to play, small ball, got to bunt the runner over. Sometimes you just got to, you take a walk, you get balked over. It's fine. Sometimes you just got to hit singles. All right. Can't always swing for the fences. You know what I mean? I don't want to hurt myself. I need some longevity, fam. Gotta think long-term vision, low time preference. I'm looking to the future. All right. First question from Instagram, C Del Kemp 92, Papa Swolio. I can't begin to work out. Lies. I tried, but I am so fat that I got tired so fast and everything hurts. That doesn't make sense. It makes sense, but you're response to I got tired so fast is to quit. That's why you're fat, because you don't even start. Sure. That's why you're fat. So you can begin to work out. Just do less. I don't know what you did, but you should do literally the minimum. Like, you need to get up and walk down to the, if you're so fat, for some people, it might be walking to the mailbox once a day. There's no joke. Some people are so fucking fat, so morbidly obese, that walking down their driveway to the mailbox is a workout. So start with that. Do that every day. Do that first thing in the day, every day. Even if it takes you, even if you have to take, go 10 feet and then rest for 5 minutes, maybe it takes you half an hour to get to the mailbox and back. Eventually, it's not going to take you half an hour. You have to start where you are. So I say get on a good training program. I say join Swolenormous X and start with chair yoga and start with proper nutrition and maybe a Swollen 7 and maybe a Swollen 7 dumbbell and go really light and do half of it. That's what I say. I say walk around. I say do these basic things. Have it organized at your fingertips, or just you got to build up from somewhere. I don't know what you did. This is an Instagram question, but I'm saying if you want that extra support, you want all the programs and the yoga. Again, chair yoga, we've worked with many people that are morbidly obese. Just get started. But you have to start small. You have to start where you are. Okay. Zeke Andy. Papa Swolio. Have some electrolyte recommendations. Home recipe versus store-bought. Well, a home recipe might just be Celtic sea salt, but you're not necessarily getting all of it or the right ratios. You can make your own. You can use Celtic sea salt and magnesium glycinate, and you can get some potassium and stuff and mix it like that. Electrolytes, you're getting some from food, but at the same time, if you're training properly and you're utilizing a lot of energy, you're sweating a lot, warmer climates, you're going to need more electrolytes. Athletes and people that train hard need a lot of electrolytes. You need more than you think. You need more electrolytes and less water than you think. Drinking water is very important, but it's really about being hydration. We talk about this every day. Hydration is not just volume of water, because you might go from 1 gallon of water to 2 gallons of water, and you might find that you feel worse. You're cramping more. You're pissing all the time. If you drink 2 gallons of water a day, even a gallon of water, you're going to be pissing all the time. Fine. And a lot of people, they are up all night. It's affecting their sleep because they drink too much too late in the day. So you want to increase your electrolyte consumption and decrease the volume of water. I think you're going to be much more satisfied. Again, you don't have to piss clear. You can piss light yellow and stuff like that. Obviously, it shouldn't be like a brown color burning when you pee. You want to make sure you're getting more hydration, but you need solutes and you need the solvent. You need the water and you need the electrolytes in the water. So my recommendation would be, I like Redmond Hydration. That's what I use. You could also try Element, LMNT. You have different options there for you. But those are some good options. But you can, as long as you're getting a good ratio of quality salt, like Celtic sea salt or Redmond real salt. Most Himalayan salt's crap, so you probably want to avoid that. It's Pakistani salt, but a lot of times it can be lower quality. It'll just say Himalayan, they'll color it pink. So just make sure if you're getting good stuff. But Redmond real salt and Celtic sea salt are my go-tos. So you're asking me, that's my recommendation. All right, Sarim Shabir, 3, Papa Swolio. Essential exercise to hit all heads of different muscle groups. Okay, I don't even know where, I'm booing this question. I have no idea where to start. I'm not sitting here talking for an hour about essential exercise to hit all heads of different muscle groups. Fam, if you have name a body part. We'll do one. We'll do one. All heads, not every muscle has multiple heads. So, for example, when you talk about the quadriceps, there are 4 muscles of the quads. Not all of them do the same thing. They have different origins and insertions, so they have different actions on the joints. You know, the triceps might have 3 parts, but they're 3 different, you know, they're different. Okay. So let's just move on. That's too vague of a question. All right. N. Hardy 37. No one responded fast enough to in the comments. So we'll move on. N. Hardy 37, Papa Swolio, how do you recommend working out through shoulder injury, shoulder/hip? How do you recommend working out through injury, shoulder/hip? Shoulder/hip. So your whole body is fucked. How do you, I don't know how I would recommend it because I don't know what's wrong. Do you have a hip? Are you in a wheelchair? Is your shoulder in a cast? Are you in a sling? Did you tear your rotator cuff partially, full, grade 1, 2, or 3 tear? What are we talking about here? What part of your shoulder? Is it really, it's not really the shoulder, it's probably the rotator cuff. Is it the infraspinatus, supraspinatus? Is it, what is it? How do I recommend? I recommend you address the problem accordingly. I don't recommend working through something. Look, I work through quote unquote, I wouldn't call them injuries though. So there's pain and there's injury. Right? So there's injury or like, are you hurt or injured? Hurt or injured? You scrape your knee. Okay. You're hurt or it hurts. Like, are you injured means you have to stop. So an injury means you need to avoid. So do you have an injury or do you tear your, do you have an ACL tear? That's an injury. Right? So if you are sometimes having a little inflammation, a little elbow inflammation, like your elbow kind of hurts a little bit. Usually over the years, you're going to have things that kind of, if you're lifting heavy weights, you're going to have things that kind of have some chronic, maybe discomfort from certain exercises. You can't replace an axle like you can a car. I guess you can replace a joint, but it's not going to be the same. It's not the same. It's not good. It's not good. So I recommend doing yoga or shoulder corrective exercise or hip mobility work, but it depends on what you're cleared for. Do you have pain? Do you have inflammation? Or do you need a hip replacement? What's going on? So it really depends on the injury, right? Because injury sounds severe to me, but I don't know how this person, I don't know how this person is relaying it. That's how I think of an injury. I don't think of that as, oh, I have a little elbow tendon. I'm not injured. If my like, oh, my elbow feels a little bit, my elbow, and it does, my right elbow when I'm doing after tricep and stuff, I kind of have a little bit of like, I don't know, a little discomfort. It doesn't prevent me from training hard, but it's kind of like, yeah, my right elbow will kind of, I also play baseball most of my life and I train hard all the time. So sometimes it'll be fine. Sometimes it'll be like my elbow will kind of like the bone, a little tendon or something like a little discomfort, but I can still train hard. It doesn't really bother me. So that's what I call a little discomfort. That's not an injury though. So injury is going to keep you from training. It's usually much more severe. If you do have any questions on Telegram, feel free to drop in the chat. We're biasing towards questions, #APS. So if you don't have questions, I will be ignoring your comments unless you have questions. Question time. All right. Papa Swolio, what are your thoughts on L-carnitine, L-tartrate? I've been reading up on it lately, but figure to ask for your 2 cents. I don't have any thoughts. I don't take it. I think I vaguely recall taking some sort of carnitine in the past. I don't know if I did it properly or took the right thing, but I don't take it now. I have no real interest in whatever it is. I haven't heard much about it in terms of anything that's worthwhile taking. But again, when it comes to any supplement, I would make sure everything else and all your basics are like, always go over again. Always go over the fundamentals, always go over the basics again. Cause a lot of times, you know, what the results you're going to get from taking carnitine is not going to be any closer to improving your sleep or nutrition and stuff like that. All right. Edu TT Katala, Papa Swolio. It's normal that I like the legs day. Is it normal that I like the legs day? I don't care if you like it or not. I like leg day. I like training every body part. And I like training every body part because what's the benefit of not liking it? Do you understand? What benefit do I have to tell myself that I don't like training a certain body part? There's no benefit. It's just going to drag everything down. So tell yourself that you like it. Who cares? It doesn't matter. You're going to do it. Do the leg day. I train legs and I enjoy it as much as I enjoy any body part. I treat them all the same. I treat them all the same because if you start liking certain ones, that's how you get imbalances. Or if you hate training a certain body part, like you really don't look forward to it, just pretend like you love it and train it hard. And usually you won't like a body part if you're not getting results. People don't like training their calves because they have tiny calves. People don't like training their shoulders because if you're not doing it right, you're not getting the benefit. You're not going to quote unquote like it. If you're getting amazing results, you're going to like training that body part. And probably if you're getting results, you're going to like training it and you're going to train it harder and train it more because you like training it because you get results and you see it in the mirror or whatever. And then you overtrain that and you get an imbalance even worse. Okay. Laureen L.A. Petite. Let's see. I only have 3 days a week to work out. Should I double up on workouts? No. Why would you double up? There's your question. Why would you double up? Why would you double up? You have 3 days a week. So train 3 days per week. I think you have more days you can train. You're just thinking that you do, maybe to get to the gym, but you have 4 other days of doing yoga and mobility work at home. No need to double up. Train the body parts appropriately. You can definitely do the whole body in 3 days. Especially as a female, you don't necessarily need to train more than that. Emma Westcott Gall, or I don't know, whatever. Or Emma Westcott Gall. Papa Solia, what's your opinion of Pilates reform machine? We've done this before. What's your opinion of Pilates reformer machines for building muscle? You're going to build muscle with progressive overload. It doesn't matter if it's a band or a reformer machine. Like, if you're increasing the resistance against a muscle over time, you're going to build muscle if you're doing that on a systematic basis. If you're overloading progressively, or you're, you know, and you're recovering properly, then you're going to build muscle. You are not going to build as much muscle as if you're lifting heavy weights, and you're probably not going to get the same type of skeletal response and neural response and benefit. You're not going to be able to load as much as you can when you're doing a Smith machine or a leg press or a barbell squat or a deadlift. So there's great value in loading the body with weights much more than just isolation, single leg movements, and whatever you might be doing on a Pilates reformer. Why not do both? How about doing both? All right. Think about Manav. Papa Swolio, is it okay to work out before bed? I do job and study. That's when I have free time at night. Can you? Is it okay? It's not my preference. You're jacking up the body and then you're going to try to fall asleep. Plus afterwards, how are you going to eat after your workout right before bed? It's going to be tough. So it depends how close to bedtime. Plus, you have to be careful. You can't take any caffeine, no pre-workouts or things like that, because it's going to negatively affect your sleep. So not my preference. Not my preference to be under like fluorescent lights if you're at a gym and it's bright and you're lifting heavy, and then to go home and go to bed. I'm hungry after I work out. I'm not going to go to sleep on an empty stomach, and then I'm going to eat, and then it's going to be, it's not ideal. Can you build muscle training at night? Sure. It's just depends on your schedule. You have a job and study. Honestly, a lot of times people have a job and they study and they don't realize, oh, you can go to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's really up to you. Is it okay? It's not ideal, in my opinion. I don't think it's ideal for anyone. I think a lot of people do it, but I still think for the human body, it's just generally, it's not ideal across the board. It doesn't mean you can't. All right. Any last questions? Going once, Telegram chat, Rumble. Moving on to Balls Deep.
Right. That's deep.
All right, fam, let's get into it. A reminder, we have our Roundtable 67, April 25th, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The episode will be private. Do not miss out. 2-hour conversation with the Swole fam. I am there to moderate and to hang out as well. So come on and hang out with the Swole fam, SwoleNormousX.com. Jump on the Summer Swole Specials. Roundtable 67, Thursday, April is at 25. Okie dokie. Let's get into some Balls Deep. Fam, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. Number 1, number 2, or number 3. All right. Sheena, number 2. Health at every size misconception. Health. Do it again. Boom.
What's in the box?
Health at every size misconception. Number 2. The comment that's being responded to says, also, you're ignoring that you cannot be healthy at every size. Intuitive eating doesn't work for a lot of people with eating disorders like binge eating disorder. You can't be healthy at every size. That's a stupid thing to say. That's just, again, it's just another fancy acronym trying to justify obesity. It's just marginalization Marxism. It's the same shit. It's a non-starter.
So this is actually a really common misconception with health at every size. Health at every size does not mean healthy at every size, as in... anyone can be healthy at any size.
You see the game that they're playing here? It doesn't mean healthy at every size. It means health at every size. Yeah, so different. So different. I love it. Let's play that again.
Size does not mean healthy at every size, as in anyone
can
be healthy at any size.
No shit.
What it means is that anyone of any size can engage in health behaviors around food and exercise and get healthier without focusing on weight loss.
This is so fucking retarded. And they can get healthier without focusing on weight loss. Well, guess what? They're gonna lose fat if they actually do it properly. And then you all are going to ostracize them because, oh my God, I thought you said being fat was beautiful. They're going to lose fat. You're not gonna be a morbidly obese whale. You're not gonna be a land whale if you actually engage in healthy behaviors. If you're not losing fat and you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. Inflammation, lack of sleep, X, Y, and Z, not lifting heavy enough. If you're not losing extra body fat, you're doing it wrong. And it's okay to do things wrong. You just have to learn how to do it properly. It's not like, oh, I tried everything. You probably tried one thing and you didn't do it right. Oh, I tried everything. No, you didn't. You half-assed it and you failed. No shit.
Having weight loss be a goal. Health at every size is about removing the idea that your weight is the ultimate factor in your health.
And no one ever says that. No one ever says the weight is the ultimate factor in your health. Again, the weight, the being super, super fat is a side effect of your terrible habits. That's it. It's a side effect. You're morbidly obese because of your habits. So you improve your habits, you're not going to be morbidly obese. Trying to lose weight is stupid. I agree. You should build muscle. You shouldn't be trying to lose weight. You should be trying to get rid of the extra body fat. The fat also does send hormones and chemical signals and stuff like that. So once you're morbid, once you have a lot of fat, yeah, it's detrimental. Absolutely. But your habits led you to that.
If you want to change your health, your weight necessarily needs to be focused on what needs to be changed.
It's going to happen as a side effect. Again, enough with this. This is the superficial. You're trying to do both. It's not working. Like, your weight doesn't have to be the focus. It should be. It should be a major focus because that's how you're going to be determining, oh, I'm doing it right because I'm less fat. You should not be fat. There's a reason why. Okay, let's get this case.
The truth is, fat people that exercise are healthier than skinny people that don't. Intuitive eating is not the same thing as health at every size, although it's a pretty complementary method of eating that is often prescribed for eating disorders. Health at every size is about ending weight stigma in the medical community, in the professional community, so that people can increase their health regardless of their size.
Yes, no shit. People can improve their health regardless of size. And when their size is 500 fucking pounds, it will be less if they're healthier. So what's the whole point here that, oh, if you're skinny and you don't train, yes, you should exercise. Can someone be fat and exercising and currently not dead? Yes, you can still be alive and be fat. Again, this is not promoting anything but being a pussy and trying to tell people, like, this is trying to cover everything. It's a word salad that has this umbrella of like compassion. You know, you're making fun of fat people. You're marginalizing fat people. Any way that they can use as a shield to point you out to be the wrong person. No, these are semantics. If you take care of yourself, you will not be fat. And if you're currently fat and you take better care of yourself, guess what? You will become less fat because being fat is a product of bad habits. Are you automatically fat if you are unhealthy? No, you can be skinny and be starving yourself to death and have anorexia and major other issues and dealing with cancer. And like, yeah, you can be unhealthy. Usually most diseases and most things in our country that are environmental. It's your environment that you're raised in. It's the food. It's what you're exposed to. Okay. There are some issues that are genetic. I'm not talking about genetic, like, you know, your Some people are born with extreme conditions. Those are outliers. It's not good, but I'm not talking about people that can't actually, you know, change it. But still, there are so many people that have adversity like that, that are doing much better than people that have all their faculties and every chance at, you know, what a lot of people take for granted. They just don't, they trash themselves and then pretend like they're, I don't know, you're an ally to fat people. I don't want to be an ally to victims and people that are weak-willed. No, step up, take care of yourself, or don't. Can you try to approach health when you're obese? Sure. But the focus should be those habits that are going to include the habits that will get you to lose weight. Should that be the main focus? Yeah, it should be to get less fat, but the habits will lead to that. There's no problem addressing the fact that being obese is terrible for you. It's terrible for your body. It's not good. Being super skinny is not good. Guess what being morbidly obese and skinny have in common? No muscle mass. Lift heavy fucking weights. Lift heavy fucking weights. Lift weights. Ladies, gentlemen, lift weights. Lift heavy. All right. Let's get into another one. Green trolley number. Oh, we got one, two. Oh, we had four to begin with, no? Oh, we had three. Okay, one, two, three. Green trolley number three. This one's called Is It Fat Phobia? To the corner with you.
What's in the box?
Green trolley. This comment says, I just don't like the fat phobia. That's my only issue with you in truth. It's a stitch. So I guess some fat person or some ally is going to stitch us.
Isn't fat phobia like you have a problem when other people are fat?
No, it's not.
Oh, Jesus.
Fat phobia is anti-fatness. Could be for yourself, could be for your neighbor, could be for...
I'm pausing this. That, my fucking eyes. My eyes, bro. What is that?
I don't know what it is about your face.
What is that? It's a troll.
Right in your suck hole.
Like the troll dolls with the green hair. What the fuck is this? Or the pink hair. There's ones with the pink hair. What in the shit? What does your shirt say? I have PTSD. Do not fucking touch me.
No one's trying to touch you. I promise.
I have PTSD. Do not fucking touch me. That's your shirt. What a creep. What a creep. Oh my God. I have PTSD. Just looking at this. My God.
Fat phobia is anti-fatness. Could be for yourself. Could be for your neighbor. Could be for a stranger. Could be for your children. Any kind of anti-fat belief, anti-fat rhetoric, is fat phobic, even if you're doing it to yourself. Projecting your insecurities of fatness onto...
It's not projecting insecurities of fatness. I have no insecurities about fatness. Do you know why? Because I'm not fat. I'm not going to be fat. It's not hard. I don't have to fear it at all. I don't have to fear it at all. It's like me being afraid. I'm in Florida. It's like being afraid of an elephant stampede. I'm not afraid at all. If I was in Africa, yeah, an elephant stampede, yeah, we'll kill you. But I'm not afraid of elephant stampedes down the street. Unless someone's playing Jumanji locally, I don't have to worry about that. So I don't even consider it. I'm not afraid of fat because I don't do things that would lead me to being fat. So I have no fear of it. I just do things to not be fat. I just don't do fat things. And I'm not fat. Oh, I don't have to fear it. I have no fear of fat. I don't look at a fat person and fear them. Why would I fear a fat person? I would just turn and meander away. Problem solved. I'd walk up a short flight of stairs. Problem solved. I would just move adjacent, you know? I would just zigzag a little bit like an alligator. Move to the left and right. You're done. You're good. You're good.
Their people's fat phobic for them, but just being anti-fat is in fact fat phobic. If you're okay for other people to be fat, but then you get fat and you're mad at yourself, you hate yourself, you think bad about yourself, and you just want to hurry up and lose weight, that's fat phobia. And you need to unpack the fat phobia within yourself. Because I promise you, you think you're not projecting it onto other people, but you will if you won't even tolerate yourself to gain weight. Like, what's the worst that could happen if you gained 7 pounds tomorrow? Nothing. Like, your ass gets fatter. Okay. Like, think about it.
If I gain 7 pounds overnight, something's wrong. I have a fucking tumor. Like, something's wrong. Yeah, we're going to do merch. We're doing that already. Yeah, I would you get 7 pounds overnight. Yeah, you're just, you have a major, major medical issue, and or you ate like a fat fuck at Golden Corral 3 times that day. That's grotesque. But it's possible. I mean, if you're doing extreme weight cutting and you drink some water, like, yeah, you can gain it if you're doing like a boxing match or something, wrestling. But that's because you did extreme dehydration. Okay, this is gross. No, it's not fat phobia. You just are so hateful of yourself. You're projecting. This is, look, again, the left is just full of hypocrites. Any of these Marxist, communist activists, like all these people, all right, all the victim hunters, they're the ones that are projecting. And it's very obvious. Look at this person. This person has ridiculous neon pink hair, 2 nose piercings, and is wearing a shirt that says, and is fat, and says, I have PTSD, do not fucking touch me, on their shirt. No worries. Who the hell is getting within a 10 meter radius of this individual, let alone wanting to touch it? Okay. So you're the one that is mentally unstable. Period. I'm not afraid of being fat. I just eat healthy and I lift weights and I get sun outside and I don't eat cake all the time. And I'm not fat. Why do I have to be afraid of it? I'm not afraid of becoming fat. I just do the very simple things that will keep me ever from being it. That's it. No need to be afraid. Why would I want to be unhealthy? Why would I want to be sick? It's my choice. I'm just making the choice. You have the choice to not be fat and unhealthy. I choose to not be. You choose to be. Okay. It's a strange thing to choose and then complain about how other people view it. It's a strange thing. I don't care if people are like us, why do you have a show? Why do you do a podcast every day? I don't have to explain myself to you. This is not for you. If you don't like what I do or what I, it's like, you don't have to. That's great. There's something else to watch. You know, remember, I mean, I guess some people still watch it. I haven't had cable in I don't even know how long. I never flip channel. I don't have cable or anything for TV. A lot of you don't. You just don't watch that stuff anymore. You watch, you'll have the apps and things like that. So if you don't like something on a channel, what do? Change the channel. You don't like what you're watching or you're listening, change it. Listen to something else. It's not hard. You don't have to be afraid of it. But, you know, the equivalent of that is you have to think this way about me. Think of how narcissistic that is, how controlling that is. These are people that do not have children. These are people that have no control of their lives. They have nothing to look forward to. They have no hope. They just focus on everything else aside from them. Focus on you. Focus on you. I don't have to think that about your insanity. Yeah, being fat's unhealthy. That's just the reality of it. I don't know why you're choosing to be fat and then complain about it. You want me to care? You're actively doing the things that lead you to this situation. You don't have to color your hair like that. You don't have to look like that. You don't have to wear a shirt like that, but you're doing that. Of course I'm going to have an opinion that reflects something that you can actually lean into. It justifies their positions. So you're an insane person like that, and you're saying everyone else is fatphobic, you're hateful, you're a bigot, this and the other. And we look at that and like, oh my God, what the fuck is this person wearing? What is this person? And we're just like, see, don't touch me, I have PTSD. Yeah. No one wants to touch you anyway. You wear a shirt that says, don't touch me, I have PTSD. And it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, so we're back. I'm just going to continue. So ridiculous nonsense, boo, shame. How come this stuff cuts off whenever we get into some, you know, a really good topic? Or like, it's so coincidental, right? I guarantee that I don't think it has anything to do with Rumble. I think it literally has to do with Xfinity. I guarantee that these internet companies have their own sensors and cut streaming and shit like that. It happens way too often. It's so sketchy. It's like the always at that time, always in the balls deep section, you know, crazy. Okay, let's get into this last one. It's called Dollar General Transphobia. Dollar General Transphobia. It is white shenanigans. So for the audio, I'll stitch them together, but it should be fine on Rumble. That usually puts them back to back. Here we go.
This is Quentin at the Dollar General in Pflugerville. What did you say, Quentin? You called me a she, her?
I don't know what
and you said to get the fuck out because your system's...
I don't know what you said, man. Go on somewhere.
Oh, no, what'd you call me? Please, Quentin. Please feel free to tell me what you called me.
We can play this game all day.
Oh, what game? Where you're being transphobic and offensive because your system's not working and I asked if we could use another register and you said get the fuck out of here?
This fellow here is giving me a hard time here at Dollar General.
All right,
doesn't want to leave because their card has declined because...
My card did not decline. It did not say insufficient funds. What did it say, ma'am? Did my card say insufficient funds or did it say that your system's not working? No, I'm serious, because this isn't cool.
Is it okay if I check out?
Anyway, this is not... It did not say insufficient funds, sir. What did it fucking say? It said no checking account. What does that mean? It did not say insufficient funds. We're going back to your transphobia. What did you say to me, sir? You've given me a hard time here before at this place. What did you say to me? Keep filming, because it's going to be on here. You cussed at me. You said, fuck you. You're going to lose your job, sir. Have a good one. I guarantee that.
You have proof of that? Insane people. These people are mentally unstable. It's just mental disorders. They are mentally unstable. That's how you act if you're mentally unstable. I don't know what this person looks like. I don't want to. I don't want to. Can you imagine what this person must look like? It's probably an absolute disaster. And I'm just guessing. I wasn't there. It's not on the video. But why don't you have that on camera? Where's that? A lot of times these people will just bust out a camera and then say all that. That doesn't make it true. That guy might not have said anything like that. She might have been acting or whatever this fucking, I don't know, whatever this person is, a man trying to be a woman or a woman trying to be, whomever this person is, was probably acting fucking crazy. You're doing this because you're transphobic. And the guy's like, this person probably just fucking lost, you know, its mind. And then the guy was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. It was probably something like that. Getting pissed off. Like, how come you're not taking my money? This is transphobic. This is against this. Looking for a problem. And that black guy was probably like, yo, get the fuck out. And then, what'd you say to me, sir? And it's like, oh, bro. And I'm not saying that's what happened, but I feel like that's what happened. I feel like that's the most likely thing that happened. This individual takes every microaggression or everything as a attack on purpose at the way they look, which is probably ridiculous. And they do it on purpose in order to get attention because all about them, everyone else has to bend to their will and pretend like this fantasy land is real. And then they get upset because the machine didn't work. And then they freak out and the guy's like, yo, get the fuck out of my store. And then they get offended because they started or something. Yeah. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anytime you bust out the camera, what'd you say to me, sir? Oh yeah. Probably nothing. It's probably nothing. Okay. Let's watch this transformation video. This says 3 months. I don't know if the music's going to be on. 3 month transformation. Let's see what we get. From this little muffin tops. Is that the same outfit? That's pretty impressive. But 3 months makes sense. Looks like you had like maybe 20, 30 pounds to lose. Built some muscle or lost a little bit of extra. Looks like the same outfit. Looks better in the darkness and the shadows. I don't know if you're sucking the stomach. I can never tell anymore with like women. Obviously, you can see around the waist. It's not the same light, not the same angle. Oh, it is kind of the same angle. Yeah, it definitely looks better. Legs. I don't know. You could have hiked it up more. I'm always so skeptical. I mean, that's a realistic. That'd be a realistic progress. I'm always so skeptical because like people will like have their pants down and then pull it up tighter and then turn in the shadow. You can hardly see, but it looks like the person looks like they lost some extra because they're wearing the same outfit. Hard to tell, but if that's all legit, good for you. But I do think if that is accurate, that looks like 3 months. But again, it's hard to tell when, you know, you're adjusting and it could be higher. Because the reason why women take those leggings and jack them up to their tits is because it makes your leg look smaller. It makes your waist look smaller because your waist is not up here. Women wear those fucking Lululemon pants up to their, like above their nips. I mean, or like, you know, above their belly button. It's like, who the fuck, your pants that high. Your waist is not that small. So that's why women jack pants all the way up, because it goes to where your body, you know, your ribs go in. That's like the smallest part of their torso, but that's not your waist. Your waist is down there. Nice try. Nice try. So, you know, you look at the video. Stomach. I guess she kind of had in the same spot. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. Good for you, though. Good for you. Good for you. I hope that's legit. I hope that's legit. Okay, fam. Let's give away the swole card, and then we will do a throwback at the end of today's episode. Sick fucking gains. Hashtag SFGs. Let's give away this card. Thanks for being here. We made it through. We made it through the little connection hiccup. We did it, fam. We did it. We got a winner. SFGs in the house. Congratulations. Congratulations. Oh, hold on. I got to bring it up. Congratulations. Why is this not loading up? Why can't I take a screenshot of this? Congratulations, Diesel DG. Congratulations. Lord. Took a screenshot. Was trying to bring that up for a few minutes. Congratulations, Diesel. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swolecard 2910, the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations. Send us that email. We'll send you the swole card. We'll take some soundboard requests. And of course, we'll have a throwback. Throwback video happens in just a few moments at the end of the closing nut ceremony. Mr. Tainty Boy.
Oh, Tainty Man. I don't believe you people.
Huh. What do you mean?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
The eyes, Chico, they never lie.
Shut up, bitch!
Don't forget to laugh when the sun don't shine.
Chicks will dig you, or dudes, or whatever gender thing you're into.
Tyrannical Tuck. I like that.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
You need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Coast to coast. Oh, that's right. Indeed, fam. All right, let's give away today's... We gave away the swole card. Let's do a throwback. Right. Okie dokie. Here we go. Frightening indeed.
Today I feel sad. Today I feel sad.
What a fucking loser.
Today I feel sad. First, no one cares. Well, don't forget, you gotta take those pills at 2 and 6. You'll feel all better.
I had to sit through a professional development where we were talking about culture and climate.
Lame.
The last thing teachers should be talking about is fucking climate.
Of students and how they had answered different survey questions.
Turn the music up. I can't hear the stupidity enough.
When we were looking at gender, the only students listed were male and female.
And these are your only two options.
Not the non-binary students, not the transgender students, not the students who marked prefer not to respond.
Freaks!
I feel sad for them, but I also feel sad for me.
Of course you feel sad for you, and we're supposed to feel sad for you too. I feel sad for me. You're a teacher. Guess what? It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the kids. Stop fucking up with the kids. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for the roundtable, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Join the fam, SoulNormousX.com. And of course, overtime on Friday, back with brand new Drive Mall Gaining and brand new Balls Deep edits. But tomorrow, roundtable 67, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Thursday, April 25th. That's manana. We'll see you then. Looking forward to it. Peace, McGee, Stoops, Magoose, your boy, Papa Sulio.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they king left and they so mad, it's like.
Then y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.